Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. It's been quite a few years since we have gone through all the teaching in the Bible that says that we as Christians are supposed to judge. Should Christians judge? The answer is yes. From Jesus, the answer is yes. Jesus commanded us to judge with righteous judgment, and he praised the man who rightly judged. The Apostle Paul said that we should judge all things, for if you are spiritual, you judge all things, for we have the mind of Christ. And so how is it that Hillary Clinton's favorite Bible verse, "Judge not," became the most quoted verse of the church? How did that happen? Well, having a pre-production discussion with our producers, our staff here, we talked about the typical Christian response. If you bring up a question about, and today the topic du jour, unfortunately, tragically, is homosexuality, because the world knows that if homosexuality is good, then Jesus was bad. The world knows that. That's intuitive. If men with men is acceptable, then God was, the God of the Bible was evil in the Old Testament and the New Testament. The world knows that. So there are the issues that people in the world will kill for, like abortion, like socialism, like pornography, adultery, homosexuality. And homosexuality, it goes to the core of what it means to be a human being because of our identity, as Jesus said, that God made us male and female. And so you have men behaving like girls. And then that is celebrated. So that's a way of raising their fist against God, by celebrating their sexual perversion. And so where's the church in the matter? And so in our conversation preparing for today's show, we thought, well, what's happened the last time you were in a small group of Christians and you brought up homosexual marriage? Or what's happened the last time you were on Facebook and you posted a very mild comment admonishing homosexuality, homosexuals, or those who support homosexuality? And basically the response, according to, you know, the guys I talked to prepare for today's show, the response is you get very negative, you get a very negative reaction from pastors, from Sunday school teachers, from missionaries who are back off the mission field, from your Christian small group, from your Christian friends on Facebook. They will judge you more harshly than they will judge the homosexual. In fact, they won't judge the homosexual. And this is the trend, right? Jesus said, judge, but don't judge like a hypocrite. And in our experience, everyone, every Christian who's adopted Hillary Clinton's favorite Bible verse, don't judge, every one of them are quick and eager to judge the Christian activist who's standing against the murder of children, who's standing against the murder of the innocent. In the Bible, how much God hated it when they killed their children and they sacrificed their children to Molech. And God tells us how much he hated it, how he hates child sacrifice, the killing of innocent children, so that you could be more prosperous or whatever bogus, wicked reason is given. And God hates that. So you have Christians today who, it's tragic that it's not all Christians, but it's not. You have Christian activists who speak out against the killing of unborn children. They take action against that killing. And the Christians who teach don't judge, in an instant, their immediate knee-jerk reaction is to judge that Christian. They judge that Christian, but not the people killing their children. They judge the Christian who says we shouldn't affirm homosexuality. They judge that Christian, but not the perversion and the perverts who are promoting their wickedness, even teaching it to our kids by the millions. So this is a trend. And Jesus, when he taught us how to judge, his point was, judge rightly and don't judge like a hypocrite. So you're being a hypocrite if you say we shouldn't judge, as though that's an absolute. We shouldn't judge, and then you immediately judge Christians who are standing against wickedness. That's called being a hypocrite. And that's exactly what Jesus said. Don't judge like that. So if you know a Christian who one of his or her big things is don't judge, I mean, you could probably bet your house to a dollar that that person is a hypocrite and that person will judge you instantly if they hear that you stood up against wickedness. Now, does this sound familiar as you're listening to this? Is this familiar or have you never heard of such a thing? So what I'd like to do is share with you our answer on our website, kgov.com, kgov.com. And the question is, should Christians judge? So kgov.com/should Christians judge will bring you to this Bible material, or just shorthand, kgov.com/judge. You could Google should Christians judge. You might have to go to the second page or so before you find our article on kgov.com. But should Christians judge? And the subtitle we have on our website is Judge Rightly is Not Some Guy's Name. Oh, Judge Rightly is Not Some Guy's Name. You know, a Russian tried to translate this article into Russian for friends back, you know, Eastern Europe, back in Russia, Asia. And she got stuck with the subtitle. Because in English, you could say judge rightly because we use judge as a verb and as a title. In Russian, there is no such parallel. So she said, I'm a good translator. I want to translate this article, but I can't get past the subtitle. Judge rightly is not some guy's name. So, should Christians judge? Jesus commanded you to judge rightly. I mean, he used those words. And he taught us as Christians to judge not. He said both. So, the Lord wasn't confused. I mean, he's the Lord of all. He's the creator of heaven and earth. Truth exists because of him, and truth is non-contradictory. So, the Lord did not contradict himself. Instead, the Bible says more about judging than Christians are generally taught. Don't judge? Well, Jesus repeatedly taught men to judge rightly. In John chapter 7, verse 24, he insisted that they judge with righteous judgment. That's a verbatim quote. Judge with righteous judgment. So Jesus taught that. Many Christians have never heard that. They don't know. When they've read the Bible, they haven't paid attention enough to notice that the Bible teaches us to judge. They only remember Hillary quoting her favorite Bible verse, don't judge. And then their pastor quoting Hillary, quoting the Bible, don't judge. And they leave it at that. They don't go on to where Jesus says, now you have to prepare yourself to judge rightly. He says, don't judge like a hypocrite. And then he goes on to explain how you can judge rightly. But Hillary never gets that far, of course, because she hates God. You know, people say at Bob and Yurt Live and at Denver Bible Church, we don't have good teaching because we don't have a deliverance ministry. We don't have exorcisms. Well, the only exorcism I was ever involved in is when we were trying to cast Hillary out of a demon. And, you know, I think we succeeded because then she ran for president. So Hillary Clinton, I'm just using her as the epitome of rebellion against God. And her favorite Bible verse is don't judge. And for a lot of Christians, I mean, you have a ministry, it's successful, and you have leaders in the church, maybe a worship leader, maybe the treasurer, maybe the pastor. And we're human beings, and we do sin. It's tragic, but we sin. And as Christians, God has forgiven us. And we ask him, we thank him for having forgiven us, and we express our sorrow to him that we've sinned, and we ask him to help us to trust in him next time when we're tempted so that we don't sin again. But we do sin. But so when the atheist and the humanist and the homosexual in Hollywood and Hillary, when their favorite Bible verse is don't judge, you can't judge at all, there's something really appealing in that to a church hierarchy. Because, I mean, we have seen over the years the churches where the pastor has done the most immoral and egregious things, and the leaders of the church condemn the congregation, and they say, don't you dare judge. Don't judge. And the people in the congregation, they think, well, we've been conditioned for the last 15 years that we can't judge, so I guess they got a point. We can't judge. So the pastor's son, he's helping to run the church, and he is, you know, he's now living with the gal who was his father's girlfriend a few months earlier, and they're living together. And you notice that as a member of the church. And they say after they take the collection, they pass the collection plates around again, and they say, we didn't get enough. Now you need to take off your jewelry. You have a diamond ring? If you trust God, put your diamond ring in. You got a fur coat? Put your fur coat in. One woman been going to this church. I mean, we hear about this because of the radio show. She'd been going to this church from its inception for like 20 years. Big church. And she succumbed to this manipulation. And she gave her, she had a, now nowadays people don't wear fur coats, right? Because of political correctness. You kill children, but you can't wear a fur coat. So anyway, but this is maybe 8 years ago. She's probably old-fashioned. She still had a fur coat. She gave her fur, it was a mink stole. I hardly even know that terminology, but I remember. It was a mink stole. So she gives it in the collection. A week later, she sees the pastor's girlfriend wearing her mink stole. And she called me up. She said, I can't take it anymore. I said, boy, you're blessed because you found out what that particular church is all about. You found out. But then immorality happens in the leadership of a church, and the congregation has been taught, don't judge. So maybe, you know, something terrible has happened, sufficient that the pastor needs to step down or to be booted out of the church one way or another. But the few people who know, they've been conditioned, don't judge. Don't judge. Who am I to judge? So the Pope taught that to the whole Catholic Church. They asked him about homosexuality. He said, who am I to judge? Then they asked him about Donald Trump, and he's the judge of all the earth. I mean, what's with that? You see the hypocrisy? Who am I to judge? So as he promoted homosexuality to teenagers when he was a young priest and on his way to become a priest, and after becoming a priest and promoting homosexuality, and then the topic of homosexuality comes up, and who am I to judge? And then all the homosexuals who support him, if they know of anything that he's done personally or somebody close to him, and then it's a good way to shut it down. Who are we to judge? It's like someone in the government is going to be a whistleblower, and then there's pressure to shut them up. Even though they know there's immorality, there's pressure to shut them up. It's like the Roman Catholic Church here in Denver with priest Neil Hewitt, who's a child molester, and they unleashed him as a predator up in Leadville, Colorado, and how he seduced so many kids. And then he'd bring the seminarians on camping trips, and they would get these kids from, you know, the middle of the mountains in Colorado. They'd get them drunk, give them pornography, and molest them. How's that? In the world of who am I to judge? Well, then, that is the holy grail of the wicked who want to get away with their wickedness. So Jesus, instead, He didn't agree with Hillary, Hollywood, the humanist, and the homosexuals. In John chapter 7, 24, Jesus insisted that his followers judge with righteous judgment. And in Luke chapter 7, they're both sevens, it's easy to remember, Luke 7, John 7, Jesus praised the man who rightly judged. He rightly judged. He judged rightly. The Apostle Paul shamed the Corinthian Christians. In Corinth there, we have our Bible tour of Greece. We've gone and studied the Bible in a number of Bible countries. And the Apostle Paul was shaming the Christians from Corinth because no one among them was willing to judge the smallest matters. He wrote that in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. You're not willing to judge the smallest matters? He was ashamed of them. He said, "He who is spiritual judges all things, for we have the mind of Christ." That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We have the mind of Christ. He who is spiritual judges all things. So where do we get this notion that men should never judge? Because that's used against the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, I know, the churches will say, we have to stay focused on evangelism. We can't talk about the killing of innocent children. It's more important to save people's souls. Well, the parents who kill their kids, how do you think that's affecting their souls? And are they getting a harder heart against God or a softer heart? In the Bible, did God say, you know, I'm really concerned about evangelism, so I'm not going to expose the wickedness of those who kill children? Was that Jesus' style? He just held back. He didn't expose the wickedness of the people listening to him. He would say to them, he'd say, you being evil, even you being evil will do XYZ. So where do we get the notion that men should never judge? Should child molesters escape condemnation? Should rapists be free from criticism? Should society refrain from judging those arrested for murder? Why would anyone judge others for judging? How about that? And that happens constantly. It's ubiquitous. If you know one who teaches don't judge, like that's readily on their lips, don't judge, then you could guarantee that they are a hypocrite. And they will be the first to condemn, to judge, to be harsh, the Christian who's standing up against wickedness. If you got a murderer, like at Columbine, they could forgive those murderers with no sweat, no problem. But someone who rebukes the murderers, then they judge that person. See, the Bible talks about those who call evil good and good evil. If a pastor teaches don't judge regarding abortion and homosexuality, what would he say about a parishioner? And he has, you know, pro-abortion people in his church, and he says don't judge. And he has homosexuals in his church, in the choir, on the drama team. Don't judge. What would he say about a parishioner who doesn't donate but rather takes money out of the collection plate? And somebody brings it up. You know, so-and-so has been taking money out of the collection plate every week. I see him. Takes it out. Well, who are we to judge? What are the chances that any pastor who teaches don't judge would be consistent when somebody's taking money out of the collection plate? Would there be one in the whole nation? There wouldn't be one. Everyone is a hypocrite. Every single one who focuses on don't judge when people admonish the wicked, every single one is a hypocrite by definition. This lie has partially paralyzed the church. God warns against hypocrisy, commanding men to abhor what is evil. Do you know that's in the New Testament, Romans 12, verse 9? Abhor what is evil. Abhor is another word for hate. Hate what is evil. To abhor evil, someone must first judge evil. No, you have to know what evil is to hate it. But unable to judge, large numbers of Christians become hypocrites by obeying the hypocrite's golden rule. What is the hypocrite's golden rule? Well, since the hypocrite doesn't want to be judged, like, say, Bill Clinton, so he'll say, don't judge. The hypocrite doesn't want to be judged. He judges not. As Jesus said, and this is where Hillary is quoting from, and this is where your pastor is quoting from, if he's one of the judge not false teachers. Matthew 7, verse 1, Jesus said, judge not, you hypocrite. Now, the you hypocrite part, you have to actually read the text to see those words, you hypocrite. But that's what he's talking about. Judge not, you hypocrite. It's the same as in the Old Testament, Ezekiel chapter 16. Judge not is simply a hypocrite's application of do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Right? That's also from Matthew chapter 7. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged, Jesus said. So judge others as you would have them do unto you. Invert it. If you invert that, it is judge not if you do not want to be judged. So Jesus kept repeating this theme in his ministry. Hypocrites, the Lord said in Luke chapter 12. Hypocrites, why even of yourselves do you not judge what is right? You hear that in Luke 12:56? Hypocrites, why do you not judge what is right? And we have a YouTube of this where a clip from the Bob and Yurt Live televised classics, we call it today, the old TV show. And this woman, we're talking about judging. And she insists that we're not supposed to judge. And I ask her, why is she judging me? And the clip, if it wasn't so tragic, it's hysterical. You know what? Maybe it's hysterical, even though it is tragic. It is hysterical. Because stupid doesn't make you sin, but sin makes you stupid. And boy, is that woman stupid. You know, when you're defending the truth, that doesn't tend toward you contradicting yourself. But when you're defending a lie, when you're defending misinformation, when you're defending falsehood, false teaching, then that does tend toward contradiction. And so people contradict themselves just at every turn. Unlike Jesus, who did not contradict himself. Because as Jesus said, he is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him, and truth is non-contradictory. So the Lord says, in a very harsh rebuke of his own followers, who mostly, they leave this part out. Jesus said, hypocrite, judge not, hypocrite. First, remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to judge. That is, to remove the speck out of your brother's eye. Matthew chapter 7, verse 5. So judge not is the hypocritical oath. You've heard of the hypocritical oath? Oh, you've heard of the Hippocratic oath. Now that in and of itself is an incredible study. Over at AmericanRightToLife.org, just look on the right-hand column for the Hippocratic Oath, which was speaking against killing a patient, against performing an abortion, against having a sexual relationship with a patient, and all of that has been gutted by our modern medical schools. So the Hippocratic Oath today is either not given at all, or it's just a hypocritical oath. Because they gut it of all its substance. But anyway, judge not is the hypocritical oath. Judge not is hypocrite haven. He who lives in a glass house should not throw stones. Those kinds of Christians should relocate, right? they should relocate. He who lives in a glass house shouldn't throw stones. That's the don't judge. And so Jesus said, you hypocrite, first stop sinning the same way your neighbor is sinning, so that then your love for your neighbor could take over, and then you could admonish your neighbor. You could confront your neighbor because you love him. But when you're committing the same sin that he is, or an equivalent sin, or a worse sin, then, hey, the tendency is to keep your mouth shut, right? And that's what a lot of pastors are banking on, that their own congregation will have so much sin in it, so much sin in the camp, that they could just get away with being normal human beings and sinning in the position of leadership. And don't think that doesn't go through the minds of many in large ministries. So, you know, Jesus in Matthew chapter 21, he is the chief cornerstone. He is the rock of offense, the Bible says. And in Matthew 21, the Lord said, you know, he's the chief cornerstone. He's the rock. And Jesus said that if the stone falls on someone, it will grind him to powder. Jesus said that. Reminds me of Exodus 32. Just this past Sunday at Denver Bible Church, we went through the whole chapter of Exodus 32 in our verse-by-verse study through the book of Exodus. It's better to be judged by a Christian than crushed by Christ. Because Jesus said that he will grind him to powder. Yeah, judgment is coming. And if you're a Christian and you don't judge someone you know is doing evil, well then you are leading them toward destruction. Better than they hear it from you now than hear it from Jesus later. So it's Hollywood, Hillary, the humanist, and homosexuals. They repeat the phrase like a mantra, judge not, judge not, judge not, until the masses of Christians are mesmerized, and Jesus did not intend this. You know, Scripture deals with topics that range from simple to advanced truth. Milk is for babes in Christ. Meat is for the men of God and the women of God. The question of whether or not Christians should judge is milk. It's preschool. The newest believer taught any of 100 passages would immediately understand that of course he must judge. Judging others is fundamental. It is not a difficult concept and should in no way be controversial. The Bible says everyone who partakes only in milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. Today, the church is lactose intolerant. It has trouble even with the milk, and a good part of that is because of the lie that Christians should not judge. So kgov.com/judge. May God bless you.